With two consecutive years of La Nina conditions, the U.S. Department of Agriculture made cuts to soybean production across Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil. Mac Marshall, Vice President of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
Brazil getting dropped by 5 million tons from 144 in the December estimate to 139 million metric tons in January. Still a record. So it's not like this is a small crop that's going to be coming out of South America, but it is a notable cut. And that, of course, does impact the global balance sheets where we saw a reduction in projected ending stocks by 7 million tons. A lot of farmers are trying to exercise creative strategies to mitigate the significant run-up that we've seen in input costs. So that's certainly factoring in, I think, more acutely than we've seen in other years. But keeping it on the revenue side, it's certainly a good price environment overall.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. This report has been a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.